I'm really happy you're able to see my father speak, because this is the person you saw on that tape is the person he was. And unfortunately, since his arrest, there's been a campaign to sort of demonize him and make him seem like someone who we didn't all know, and, you know, and I'm really happy that you got to hear him for yourself. The case of my father, Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, really is all about politics, as he told the world on the day he was railroaded by the U.S. government and became a prisoner of conscience. My father came to the United States in 1974 at the age of 17. As a stateless Palestinian, he saw America as a place where, for the first time in his life, he would be afforded the same rights as everyone else. As a Palestinian refugee who had been treated as a second-class citizen his entire life, he had long yearned for America's promise of democracy, freedom of speech, and equality. As a college freshman, he learned about what he calls the two D's of American government: due process and dissent. Little did he know that 25 years later, he would be struggling to uphold these very principles, which are so integral to America's identity. At a time when the very existence of Palestinians was deemed offensive and threatening, my father cherished American values that protected his right to speak out against Israeli oppression, however unpopular his views may have been perceived. My father has always been cognizant and proud of his identity as a Palestinian, and aware of his moral responsibility to speak out against injustice. Apparently, this makes for a dangerous combination in the eyes of Zionists committed to maintaining a repressive system that seeks to dominate every aspect of a Palestinian's life and undermine any attempt at self-determination. All my father has ever done is attempt to educate a largely unaware American public about the brutal realities of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. For these efforts, he has become a target of powerful Zionist groups determined to silence voices of dissent in the U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft also has something to gain from targeting my father and other Arab and Muslim leaders in America. Taking advantage of the environment of fear and hysteria that has followed the tragedy of September 11th, Ashcroft is hastily turning the U.S. into a police state in which anyone of Arab descent is considered guilty until proven innocent. With the passage of a draconian law deceitfully called the Patriot Act, our civil rights have been shelved in the name of national security. In my father's case, the most unconstitutional provisions of the Patriot Act have been used to build a conspiracy theory molded out of hearsay and the twisted premise of placing the burden of proof on the defendants. In his quest to turn America into a fascist regime, Ashcroft sent an army of his men in a pre-dawn raid to instill fear in the hearts of members of the Muslim community. My 12-year-old brother, Ali, awoke at 5 a.m. only to see my father held up against the wall. My 9-year-old sister clung to my mom, shaking, "Well, America's the only country they have ever known. I wonder if they'll ever truly feel at home or safe here." With these images permanently embedded in their minds, will they have the same idealism about America that my father once had as a teenager filled with hope? Even while the government was aggressively targeting my father, he never lost faith in the values on which this country was founded. He would carry a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence wherever he went. For years, he led the fight against the unconstitutional use of secret evidence in American courtrooms, reserved for Muslim and Arab immigrants. He worked day and night to raise awareness about this important issue, from founding several national local civil rights organizations to meeting with dozens of representatives, including Representative McKinney, and congressional staffers, to building coalitions with other groups. My father poured his heart and soul into everything he did, especially in passionately advocating the civil rights of American Muslims and the human rights of Palestinians all over the world. But this case is more than just one man. It's about the future of free speech and freedom of association in the U.S. By putting my father on trial, the Attorney General is testing the limits of the Patriot Act while attempting to provide precedent for even further assaults on our civil liberties. Unfortunately, I can't say this hasn't happened before. Japanese Americans during World War II and those accused of being communists during the McCarthy era were just some groups that suffered as a result of government policies based on racism, fear, and distrust. Every one of us must stand up for the principles that have long distinguished us as a democracy, including the presumption of innocence, the right to a fair trial, and the right to hold views different from the government's. Unfortunately, the arrest of my father, which coincided with the war against Iraq, effectively shocked and awed the Muslim community and many of our supporters into complete silent submission. Analytical and critical thinking were impaired with the help of the media, as people rushed to believe everything in the indictment, ignoring the long history of cases in which the government lied and fabricated evidence against innocent people. Since the deliberate denial of my father's right to bail, he has been placed in severe inhumane conditions, intended to psychologically torture and break him. His constitutional rights have been attacked one after another. On March 27th, he was transferred to a maximum security federal penitentiary in Coleman, Florida, under the harshest possible conditions. He and his co-defendant are the only pretrial detainees in the prison. They're housed in what's called the Special Housing Unit, or the SHU Unit. This unit is extremely punitive, and it's basically designed to house the worst of the worst criminals, those who misbehave or, you know, throw something at a guard or whatnot. Of course, my father's done none of that. He's been denied a watch, and there are no clocks in the SHU unit, which naturally interferes with his ability to pray at appropriate times and also makes him lose sense of time. His attorneys were told that they can only take half an inch of documents with them when the indictment itself is over a thick inch, 1 inch thick. It's ironic that convicted felons in this facility have many more rights than my father, who hasn't even gone through trial yet. Now, I'm sure you're asking, what can you do to help with the case of Dr. Sami Alarian? There are many things you can do. The first is you can donate to his legal defense fund, because that's our main priority right now, which is trying to hire him a lawyer. As of now, he's been representing himself after dismissing his court-appointed attorney, so we found lawyers that we'd like to hire, but we're still trying to raise money to retain them. And you can also help organize fundraisers in your community, and if you want to ask about that, you can come to me afterwards. You can also write my father letters of encouragement to boost his morale, which some of you have already done outside. You can write op-eds and letters to the editor about the Patriot Act and about his case and the abuses that have been going on, the treatment in prison, etc. And you can also hold forums just like this one in your community to inform people about the Patriot Act and about the case of Dr. Sami Alarian. I really believe that this case should be the motivating force of every community to unite and organize. And also keep in mind, as former Attorney General Ramsey Clark said earlier this summer, Dr. Sami Alarian is in prison today because he spoke the truth. This is something that we must never forget as we organize on his behalf. I asked my father before this event if he had anything to share, and he simply said, "Don't be afraid to speak out and do what's right." That's his advice for everyone. Your voices will shine light on the truth and obscure the darkness in which falsehood functions. Thank you.